Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, longtime, seven-year member of our Brain Trust, Don Fotopoulos, author of the multiple award-winning book. It is on the top, folks. It's the best accounting book in the galaxy, in the history of the galaxy, Accounting for the Numberphobic by Don Fotopoulos. If you're a small business owner, you have to have this book. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Hey, Don, I want to talk about something that I know you've been focusing on lately, and that's the dental industry. We're going to talk about how this industry has handled things, folks. Don, years ago when I had my consulting company, I had dentists who were my clients. And what I learned dealing with them is they are the canary in the mineshaft of economy, of a local economy. If you want to see if your local economy is starting to turn down, if it's starting to get slow, talk to a dentist. Because the first money that doesn't get spent is money to a dentist. I learned that almost 30 years ago. And now look at what we've had. I mean, how can you work on someone's mouth if they've got their mask on, right?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I had a very, very interesting conversation. This guy named Rob Brinkman, who's a serial entrepreneur, very successful, gave me a buzz and he said, you know, I know the work you're doing with Hidden Profit. I have a course called 50% More Profit in 4 weeks. We've been putting tons of CPAs through there. He said, I want you to come to a meeting. It's a closed meeting, invitation only, because we got some challenges in this economy, specifically with essential workers, specifically with dentists. I want you to be there with healthcare, right? Mm-hmm. So I walk into the room. I look around. Everybody in there is from the four corners of the country. And I said, holy cow, I'm not in Kansas anymore, right? So we've got Mike Riccardi of United Asset Strategies, a brilliant portfolio manager. We got Todd Martis for capital preservation. He's a brilliant tax strategist. And then we had Dr. Jeff Meckler, who is the top endodontist in the country. And we sat there for 2 days in closed session and said, what is going on in this industry? We need these people. What is going on? How can we help them? And I asked Jeff, I said, you know, what changed for you when the pandemic really hit hard? He said everything changed. Absolutely everything changed. He said, first of all, the hospitals were pleading with us, especially endodontists and oral surgeons, pleading with us to keep our doors open because they were so jammed with patients, they couldn't handle everything. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to offload it to us. Meanwhile, he said, we couldn't get PPE, with that personal protection equipment.
Yeah.
We couldn't get masks. We couldn't get...
Plus, they wanted to take somebody else's problems that they couldn't deal with when their own customers weren't even coming in.
Well, that's right. That's right. And he said to me, he said, you know, I had colleagues that couldn't open up their offices for 5 months. I mean, 5 months is an eternity, Jim. And then on top of that, he said, when we finally did get our PPE, you know, everything had to be completely restructured in the practice. Yeah. You know, we could only work at 25% capacity because I didn't have the staff. I had a number of staff members that couldn't come to work. He said, you know, because of social distancing and all of that, there was no waiting in a
waiting room. What did they learn about? What was his resolution of all this?
Well, he said, you know, first of all, our expenses are the same or higher. Our revenues are coming down. We have to find a way to earn more, but keep more of what we're earning because we need to be able to service our patient base and all of that. So the team that was in that room, we were there to put together a plan, basically, for a dentist to help them do that. And I'm the profit queen, right? I'm the gross margin profit queen.
But I thought you were the profit empress. So anyway, go ahead. So what did you guys come up with? What was the plan?
Well, we put together a strategic partnership, and it's called Ascendancy Health, and we are working as a team, and a dentist can come to us. We'll do the diagnostics with them, and then we will put together a plan.
What are the building blocks of the plan?
Well, the building blocks of the plan are, first of all, the actual practice management, right? How do we claw back time? How do we become more efficient? How do we leverage technology? And also, how do we prime the marketing pump online? A lot of people are not great at marketing online,
right?
And building.
But also making your patients feel safe when they come back.
Without question. So one of the things that Dr. Meckler has said was, you know, we bought air purifiers. He said we had to get six of them. It's $1,500 a pop. I mean, like overnight, their cost of doing business went through the stratosphere.
And they had to do that with no revenue at that moment.
With very little revenue. Yeah. And so the other thing that we said was, okay, there's nothing that's going to affect your profitability more than two things, right? Revenues, deal flow, and taxes.
Yeah.
So if we can start with taxes, because most businesses are suboptimized in taxes. So, for example, answer your question, you know, look at the structure of the business. Is it a sub S? Is it a C? Is it a partnership? How is it structured? And by the way, each state is different. So a Todd Martis is a genius at figuring out what's best for your practice.
Don, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. More to come with our good friend Don Patopoulos after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.